This is All Things Considered on WSHU Public Radio. I'm Craig Lamoltz. There's another beautiful fall weekend coming, and for a lot of us, that means an opportunity for apple picking. Last year was a terrible fall for the Northeast's apple harvest, and some orchards didn't open for public picking at all. Joining us now to talk about how things are looking this year is Brian Kelleher, who's the chairman of the Connecticut Apple Marketing Board and the owner of Easy Pickens Orchard in Enfield. Welcome.
Hello.
How did your orchard do last year, and what went wrong?
Last year was a complete disaster for all of our tree crops. We had a very mild winter leading into a very, very warm spring, warm March, and everything started to bloom way too early, about 8 weeks too early. And then when normal temperatures returned, the trees were much further advanced than they should be. So we had a freeze that destroyed last year's crop.
Was the crop entirely destroyed?
For us, it was. Some orchards did better than others. If you had higher elevation, you were a little safer, but most everyone had some degree of damage.
And are things looking up this year?
This year, the crop is beautiful. Plentiful apple supply, large apples, well-colored, great flavor. So much better than last year. We've been lucky with good weather weekends, and people are coming out and enjoying themselves in the orchards and picking apples and eating cider donuts and drinking cider and all that.
You said that the impact from last year came from an early warm period. When you look at the impact the temperature had on last year's crop, are you and other farmers worried about the impact of climate change at all?
Yeah, I think we are all seeing things changing and having to react to different temperatures and climates than we have in the past. So it's definitely something that's on our minds. We're doing what we can to deal with warmer temperatures and fluctuating temperatures and larger amounts of rain interspersed with longer periods of drought. On my farm, we're actually looking to do more vegetable production and become less reliant on tree fruit and perennial crops because we have less control over the timing of when they bloom and how they grow. So we're looking to diversify a bit to spread out that risk.
There are fewer orchards in the state than there used to be, right?
Yes.
Why is that?
There's pressure for land development. The job itself is a tiring and difficult one. So when a developer is interested in property, if there are family members that aren't interested anymore, sometimes the developers get to take over the lands. It's a large financial investment. You're putting it at high risk. And if everything goes well, you'll get an average to maybe below average return. So it's not considered that attractive financially.
So why do you do it?
Well, I do it because of my love for the farm, and I enjoy the work and the seasonality of the work. The job changes with the seasons. And it's important to me and to most of the farmers I know that we're out producing food. We take a lot of pride in it, and we try to do the best job we can. And there's more and more people to feed every year.
What's your advice to people this weekend?
I'd like to see them all. Go to ctapples.com, find their closest apple orchard, and go out there and pick some of these beautiful apples because it's a bumper crop and the quality is exceptional.
Well, Brian Kelleher, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Brian Kelleher is the chairman of the Connecticut Apple Marketing Board and the owner of Easy Pickens Orchard in Enfield.